Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Welcome into the Holy City on this Thursday afternoon, the first day of June. It's time for today's Phoenix Printing player feature. And, of course, on Thursdays, it's not a player feature. It's the manager feature. We're here with the skipper, Cody Gabella. How's it going?
All good. A couple good wins here. Start the first couple days off in Charleston. Boys played hard. Got exciting towards the end of the game last night, which was good for the boys to go through. You know, kind of coasted through the first eight innings, you know, kept them off the board and some stuff didn't go our way in the ninth, and it was an exciting environment, and it's good for the boys to go through.
Did you think Janis had him tripled off there when he threw to second at the very end?
I think that if he threw right away, if his momentum wasn't taking him into foul territory, then there was a huge possibility. But you know, that's kind of the way it goes sometimes. His momentum was kind of going towards their dugout on the first base side, and he had to turn completely around and throw.
You ever seen a walk-off triple play?
I have not. I've seen a couple triple play. I have seen a walk-off infield fly rule.
Well, hey, it doesn't matter how. They don't ask how, they ask how many, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of how and how many, wrapping up the month of May, Green Jackets put up 18 wins, 18-9, which is a .666 winning percentage. It's the most wins in a month for the Green Jackets since their affiliation with the Braves, and one of very few 18-win months ever for the Green Jackets. What was going right for you over the last 31 days?
I think the guys were just, you know, getting their feet under themselves, you know, getting through the month of April and into May. You know, guys are getting used to their first full season, or the guys who were here last year are kind of just getting used to this season with the transition from spring training, and you know, they come to the field with an energetic mindset every day, and it's kind of just carrying over.
At the end of April, you know, they think about the beginning of the minor league season as being more friendly to pitchers before batters, you know, see more pitches and sort of get more reps. End of the month of April, Green Jackets last in the league in batting average, hitting .170, fewest home runs. In the month of May, complete other story. The Green Jackets come away from this month leading the league in home runs, OPS, second in walks. A bunch of the key stats have also trended in the top three or four teams. Do you think that's just a question of guys seeing the ball more and getting those reps, or did something switch more materially?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say yes or no. It's definitely a real thing when you know, pitchers are ahead of hitters. You know, they control the ball, they control what they do with it, and the hitters have to react. So, you know, it's definitely a real thing, but I think that, you know, our uptick in offensive production is due to the work that the guys put in and Connor puts in as the hitting coach. And our overall hitting philosophy that, you know, we've done a great job implementing this past year with Chris Henrichs, our hitting coordinator. You know, I think it's just the guys have stayed the course and, you know, they're starting to see results, and I'm happy for them.
28 home runs, by the way, in 27 games in the month of May, which is obviously a pretty good sign.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to some of the guys who were big contributors this last month, David McCabe comes off in the last week, the last homestand with the Carolina League Player of the Week. He hits four homers in three games, drives in eight, and then gets rewarded with a challenge up in high A where he's notched a couple of hits already. How nice is it for you to see him sort of making that next step?
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate goal for us as a staff and as an organization at any level is to get these guys out of here and onto the next level and one step closer to the big leagues to be able to help our big club out and win a World Series. You know, that's the ultimate goal. So for Mape, you know, it was great to see. It was great to deliver that message. You know, and it's good for the other guys here to see, you know, like put in the work and you know, play when the lights come on and you're going to get your chances. You know, we're not afraid to move guys up and you know, when it's their time and other guys on this team's time will come as well.
Another guy who got moved up with David on Monday was Cedric DeGrandpre, who at the time was leading the Green Jackets in innings pitched and strikeouts and was coming on the back of, I want to say, three straight outings going five innings or more. What was it like for you? Because you saw him last year as well for a time. How did you see him grow over the sort of year or so since the draft?
Yeah, he just really responded well when he got into pro ball to coaching and to the lifestyle and the atmosphere of playing every day and how to approach it as a professional once he signed the contract. You know, West does a tremendous job with our pitchers, I can't say enough, and he really just responded well, and all the guys have, to be honest. you know, just responded really well to you know, when we got to Augusta from Florida, and you know, just took all the information he could and ran with it and utilized it in games, and it kind of showed itself.
Another guy who we haven't talked about all that much, and someone who the numbers I'm not sure necessarily reflect the performance, Didier Fuentes, comes into the year 17 years and 9 months old. He's still yet to turn 18, and the last couple of outings, he's gone 4 innings in each of them. He's given up a little bit of hard contact, but he's 17 years old. He's throwing 96, 94, 95. What is it like, I guess, coaching up someone who is, you know, not even voting age in the United States?
Well, he's a very mature kid for his age. So, I mean, he's around, I don't know who the oldest kid on the team is off the top of my head, but he's around guys who are in their early 20s and guys who are, you know, had been seniors in college. So, you know, but he doesn't miss a beat in the clubhouse. He's obviously one of the guys because he's on our roster, but, you know, that 17-year-old age does not show whatsoever. And obviously he's got some stuff or he wouldn't be here. He's got some stuff to compete in games, and he goes out, he trusts his stuff, and you know, that we don't even think of that age until later in his outing. I'll look at Wes and be like, this kid's 17 years old doing this. So it's pretty impressive, but as far as the age goes, it's you know, he's a very mature kid for that age, and you know, had a great upbringing, and you know, it's exciting to watch, to be honest.
Speaking of sort of kids, so to speak, I think since the last time we spoke, both Owen Murphy and Spencer Schwellenbach, who's not a kid, he just turned 23 yesterday, but both of them, top 10 prospects in the organization, both pick up their first professional win. Murph goes 5 innings in Myrtle Beach and gives up the leadoff home run and then basically retires, I think, 15 of the next 16 or 17 batters he faced. How have you seen him progress since the early part of this season?
Yeah, well, both of them. I mean, like, listen, there were some guys that came in from last year's draft that had, you know, elite mindsets, you know, like Murph has his confidence in his stuff, but he takes coaching well. He seeks out advice. He seeks out, you know, things that he needs to do to improve, and he does a good job at you know, taking that information and being able to put it into play when he takes the mound or when it's a side session or whatever. So I think that's played a huge role in his development, as well as Schwellenbach. And you know, Schwelly, it's like, he pitched in the 8th and 9th innings in college, and he played shortstop as well. So making that transition to be a starter, it's like, you know, that's tough on a lot of guys. And he's taken well to it, and you know, it's naturally, you know, more of a progression, you know, going from a reliever to starter, and he's handled it well.
A couple of interesting changes in the infield. Ambioris Tavares goes down to the complex, and that opens up a spot at shortstop for EJ Exposito, who shifts over from second base, and he's been more or less the everyday guy, you know, at short. How have you seen him, I guess, respond to that challenge? Because obviously shortstop is, you know, you're the priority in the infield. It definitely is a little bit more of a challenge, I think.
Well, he played there in college, and I think and he played there some last year, too, when he came to the complex. But I think you're starting to see that aspect of it, where he's used to that position, he's a little more comfortable there. You know, making the jump from college to pro ball, you know, a lot of guys start to play multiple positions in the infield, and you know, with that comes some uncomfort. So I think he's a lot more comfortable at shortstop because he's played there for majority of his life. You know, he handles his position pretty well, and honestly, he's taking kind of a leadership role of the infield with that change to him playing every day there, and that's good to see. But you know, I think the main thing is he's really comfortable there, which is awesome.
I was talking with TP Terry Pendleton last week in Augusta, and just sort of interesting to hear him talk, as it always is, just having been around the game for so long and played at such a high level. But he was talking about how he really thinks the sky is the limit for Francisco Floyd, who's also getting some more regular playing time now with that extra spot opening up in the infield. How have you sort of coaxed him out of his shell? Because I feel like at the beginning of the year, he was a little bit more shy, a little bit more reserved, and now every night it seems like he's either, you know, laughing with someone on the diamond or just a very flamboyant player on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the coming out of his shell thing, just him getting used to, you know, he did spend some time here in Augusta last year, but just him getting used to the full season lifestyle. He's a great kid. He's a tremendous athlete, and I co-sign on what TP was saying. You know, he can play 3 positions in the infield. He's a plus runner. He can throw. He can really move and do some things athletically. He's got some juice in his bat. Still working on some things offensively, and he's taken to him. But you know, he's a joy to have. He's a jokester. He messes around. He's great. He's a great teammate. But yeah, I definitely co-sign on what TP said, and him and I have talked about that as well. And you know, he's just an exciting player to watch.
Last sort of baseball related question. This series, the Green Jackets have stolen, I want to say, 6 or 7 bags already. I think actually 7, because 6 stolen bases was a single game high on Tuesday night. And then last night, Bryson got one as well on a ball in the dirt. Have you found yourself getting a little bit more aggressive with the sends and with the sort of plays that you've been putting on as the year's gone on?
Yeah, I think we just play to the situation. We're definitely not going to be afraid to run. You know, if the situation presents itself and we want to get a runner scoring position, let's say with 2 outs or you know, we get the leadoff hitter at the plate and there's 2 strikes and hey, we want to get a runner scoring position for him, great. If we get thrown out, the leadoff hitter's leading off the next inning. So things like that, you know, so we play to the situation a little bit. But we're not going to be afraid to run. You know, we want to be aggressive. We want to kind of push the envelope a little bit, make the other team make some plays, make them uncomfortable. You know, we got some guys who can do it. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, a situation thing, but overall kind of an organizational philosophy thing where we're going to run a little bit.
Now off the field, we're in Charleston. It's been beautiful here the last couple of days, just like perfect weather, good amount of wind. It's a beautiful city. What would you say has been your favorite road trip destination so far in the, 4 or 5 trips you've had?
I mean, overall, the 2 days here, I'd say this has got to be up there. I haven't been to Charleston since 2010 or so, and I enjoyed my time here then. I played in a tournament here in summer ball. You know, it's a great city. I've heard nothing but good things about it. My first time here at this ballpark, the hotel's beautiful. There's a lot of stuff to do when you're not at the field, which majority of the time I am. But, you know, this is definitely up there. And before the interview, you mentioned the hotel, and I definitely agree with you on that one. This has been the best hotel for sure. They've all been okay. There's nothing, you know, no red flags anywhere, but I'd probably put this at the top of the list.
And then after this week, we go home for 2 weeks, our first sort of multi-week. I think there are 4 separate 2-week stretches where we're either at home or on the road, and back to back, actually, we get 2 weeks at home and then 2 weeks on the road. How important is having that, you know, 14, 15 day period to sort of be settled, especially at a time in the first half of the year where it's before the draft, it's a group of guys who have been together for the most part since, you know, break camp.
You're talking about, like,
yeah,
being home for 14
straight
days.
Yeah,
no, that's great. First of all, the thing that jumps into my head first with that is we have 14 days at home where we kind of have a more controllable schedule. We don't have to rely on, you know, certain set times that we can get on the field or in the cages or things like that. So it's just a great opportunity to work before the game to, you know, for our guys to develop, hitting a walk-off homer chances, and it's going to come. It's going to be an exciting environment when that happens.
Well, you don't need walk-offs when you've got a closer who's 5-for-5 on the year as well. But
yeah.
Thank you so much, Cody. We'll talk to you at some point in that homestand.
Absolutely.
Back with Green Jackets Baseball when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Cielo, del suelo pa'l cielo. Todo lo que me jodí, saben ya lo que hay, nigga, I'm a ball como la melo.
Ice, frío, hielo. Llego al bloque y me congelo.
Live from beautiful Charleston, South Carolina. The month of May has come to a close, and the month of June can begin in earnest tonight. The month of May, one of the Green Jackets' best ever in franchise history. They wrapped it up last night with a 2-1 win, after leading from the first batter of the game all the way through the last. The Green Jackets go 18-9 in the month of May. They started off the month in 5th place in the division and have gotten all the way up to 2nd and have a chance to secure, at the very least, a split of the series tonight. Ethan Werkinger gets set to step in here against Marcus Johnson, the former Duke closer and starter, as he makes his 2nd start of the season against the Green Jackets. Ethan Werkinger leading it off. He'll be followed by Justin Janis and Bryson Worrell, his first time batting 3rd today. Green Jackets have won 3 games in a row. A 4th win tonight would match their longest of the season, as Werkinger, who homered on the 3rd pitch he saw yesterday, steps in and fouls this one down the right field line and out of play. Green Jackets in their road grays this evening. Charleston in their home whites on this Thirsty Thursday. It is Dollar Beer Night and a big crowd on hand already here at the Joe. 75 degrees, partly cloudy. The count 0-1 on Workinger as we are just underway. No score between these two teams. 0-1. Grounded softly, foul down the third baseline. When Johnson pitched against the Green Jackets earlier this year, he went four innings, gave up six hits, three runs, and a homer. He did strike out five in that time. Workinger went 1-for-2 with a double. The pitch here taken just high for a ball 1-2. When the Green Jackets are in these gray uniforms, by the way, a 700 winning percentage. They are 7-3. No wind to speak of. A beautifully calm evening here on the banks of the Atlantic. 1-2 pitch, line towards center field softly. Coming over is Simpson to his left, and he will make the catch for the out. John Diaz, Chandler Simpson, and O'Neill Manzueta is the outfield from left to right. Ryan Spikes at third, Carlos Colmenares at short, with Cameron James at second and Cooper Kinney at first, and Dominic Keegan is behind the plate this evening. That'll bring up Justin Janis, one away here, no score in the top of the first. Janis, the lefty, looks out at the righty Johnson and takes a strike with a breaking ball on the inside corner. Janis 0-for-4 yesterday, went 2-for-4 in the series opener with a double and a triple. 0-1, up and away. Yesterday, the Green Jackets won their fastest game of the year, 2-1 the final, in 2 hours and 3 minutes, just 9 hits between the two teams. 1-1 pitch, skied into the air on the left side of the infield. Spikes is backing up, the left fielder Diaz coming in, but it's the shortstop Colmenares who makes the catch, 2 away. The two teams combined for 4 walks and struck out 18 times combined. There was a stretch in the game with 22 consecutive batters retired in order between the two teams. There were 2 runs scored in the top of the first and 1 run scored in the bottom of the ninth. That makes it a whole bunch of zeros between now and then as Worrell steps in batting lefty and takes a ball. 16 half innings in a row yesterday with no runs crossing the plate. 1-0 pitch, fouled off 1-1. Worrell yesterday 0-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. Hit 211 last month with the Green Jackets after being added to the roster a week into the month. 1-1, bounces in. Johnson, out of California, was actually a Marlins pick, came over in a 1-for-1 trade as the Rays sent JT Chargeois over to Florida and got Johnson back in return. Chargeois, another sort of late-blooming reliever who flourished with the Tampa organization. 2-1. Breaking ball with some late break gets into the zone 2-2. Johnson, 6 feet 6 inches tall, 200 pounds, a lanky figure on the mound, looking to send him down in order. The pitch here, grounded foul, and we'll do it all over again. The Green Jackets will have John Carlos Lara making his second start of the year, rather his third start of the year, excuse me, tonight. He was involved in that famous game earlier this year between these two teams when the Green Jackets won in walk-off fashion. 2-2, crushed, right field and deep. Going back is the right fielder Manzueta at the track. He reaches up, it's gone! Off the top of the wall and off the scoreboard. The second homer of the season for Bryson Worrell, and for the second straight day, a solo shot in the first has put the Green Jackets on top. That ball came down off the Boeing sign, and Boeing might be looking at Worrell for how to get more lift on their planes, perhaps. A solo shot has made it 1-0 Augusta as Nick Clarno fouls this one off. It's 0-1. A one. Grounded foul again a little bit early there. Both home runs on the season for Bryson Worrell have now come against this Charleston team. He had a 3-run shot over the Tax Slayer Terrace earlier this year. Oh and two on Clarno with two away. The pitch is golfed towards left field, but slicing foul and caught in the stands. Coming into today, the Green Jackets second place in the league as of right now. They started off the season 7-13. 0-2 again. Flown towards shallow left center field. Three players converging, the left fielder, the shortstop, and the center fielder. It's the left fielder, Diaz, who comes in to make the catch to retire the side. Well, the Green Jackets picking up where they left off. They hit more than one home run per game over the month of May, and in the first inning here in June, they get another with Bryson Worrell getting his second of the season. It's 1-0 Augusta as we head to the bottom of the first inning with John Carlos Lara on the mound when we come back.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
We are back here in Charleston, South Carolina for the bottom of inning number one. Green Jackets up 1-0 courtesy of Bryson Worrell's home run. That home run for the Green Jackets is their 15th homer of the season on a two-strike count, which is five more than the next closest team. The Green Jackets have really excelled at two-strike hitting, an area where the rest of the league is batting just 170. The Green Jackets hitting below that, but with 15 home runs and almost 70 runs batted in on two-strike counts. John Carlos Lara, the lanky figure out on the mound for the Green Jackets, gets the ball, and he's got Chandler Simpson in the box to lead it off. The lefty Simpson takes the first pitch high at 96. Lara, last time out, had his best outing by a country mile as a professional. Four innings of work, one hit, six strikeouts. And the 1-0 gets the zone, sizzling up there at 96 once again. Lara has been used in relief in six of his eight outings so far this season. And the 1-1 to Simpson misses low. Clarno is catching him today behind the plate. When Lara has been used as a reliever, he's got an ERA of 2.93. When he has been used as a starter, it is triple that at 6.35. The 2-1 misses low, 3-1. And a big reason for that is the command, a 59% strike rate as a starter, which is about 12% below what a good or average pitcher could expect to have. And he's out on the verge here of walking the fastest man in the league. The 3-1 pitch way outside. Five-pitch walk for Simpson, leads the league in stolen bases, and according to his coaching staff, a walk for him is basically as good as a double to anyone else, given his ability to so quickly get into second base via the steal. Next up, Xavier Isaac, who did not play yesterday, went 1-for-4 with a triple to deep center field on Tuesday night. Runners going, first pitch taken down and in, the throw to second. Oh, they got him. Nick Clarno beats him. And for just the sixth time this season, Simpson is caught stealing. And there is one away. Clarno throws out his league-leading 29th would-be base stealer. And there is one away. Pitch was a ball, and this one is outside as well. It's 2-0. Simpson came into today 31 of 36 in stolen bases. Make him 31 of 37. 2-0 here on the power-hitting Isaac, last year's first-round pick, and this one's check-swinged. It's going to be a strike. It misdirected everyone as it went off the chest protector of Clarno. So 2-1 here. Infield shifted. First baseman Janis just off the line. The pitch tipped foul and out of the glove of Clarno. The defense for the Green Jackets, Francisco Floyd's at third. Exposito is at short. Corey Acton is playing his third straight game at second base, and Justin Janis is at first. The outfield from left to right, Ethan Werkinger, Tyler Collins, and the home run hitter in the first inning, Bryson Worrell. 2-2 the count, no one on. Jackets up 1-0, and the pitch. Breaking ball taken high, and the count goes full. Timeout here called by the hitter. Resets that pitch clock. Down and in. So back-to-back walks here to begin the game for Lara. And the walks have been the big story of the season. And when he played against Charleston back a couple of weeks ago, he went through three perfect innings. And then the top of the fourth inning he worked, which was the eighth inning of the game, he gave up five runs. He walked four, gave up a single, also ended up balking twice and balked in two runs. The Green Jackets blew a six-run lead and then came back to win the game in extra innings. And walks again are hurting him here. Runner on first, one away. Isaac, not the kind of stolen base threat that Simpson is, as this pitch misses high and wide. And Nick Clarno will come out to the mound to have a chat here with his pitcher. Green Jackets, three games back of first place Columbia. As of today, occupying that second place spot in the league. The pitch is taken high. It's not going to matter because Lara balked, and that is his third of the season as Isaac will take second. And again, that was the story when these two teams met the first time when Lara was on the mound. He not only walked the bases loaded after giving up a single, he also balked home two runs and didn't give his team a chance to make a play. So the 1-0 up and in, it's now 2-0. And that's going to get a pitcher up and stretching in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. It's a little bit early on here, but there's only one away. Three strikes thrown so far on 13 pitches. And with Lara yet to record an out that didn't come on a caught stealing, just a little bit of action going on as the 2-0 pitch is in for a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. One pitch, grounded over to the right side of the infield. It's through for a base hit. Isaac hits third. He is being waved home. Worrell's throw is an accurate one, but it's too late as Isaac had a good jump there, and it's an RBI single for Keegan. We're all tied up at one. Cleanup hitter Kinney at the plate. 2-for-8 this series with an RBI. The first three men have all reached here. One away, runner on first. And the pitch socked towards left field and slicing foul. Just getting wide of the foul pole, not by much. So 0-1. Runner on first with a big lead. The pitch grounded towards first and fair down the right field line. It's going to get all the way to the corner. Worrell picks it up. They will put the brakes on as the throw is cut off at first base by the second baseman, Acton. Two walks, a single, and now a double. And with only one away, two runners in scoring position now. And Lara in a bit of trouble here, yet to record an out on a ball in play. Keegan stops at third, and Wes McGuire is now going to come out and have a chat here as Tyree Thompson and Chad Bryant begin loosening up in the bullpen. The Green Jackets have used just two relievers all series long. There are a lot of fresh arms in the bullpen, and it looks like the way this first inning is trending that we might be in for a bullpen-heavy evening for the Green Jackets. Everyone resets here as Carlos Colmenares is into the batter's box. Runners on second and third. It's now a one-run ball game. Excuse me, a 1-1 ball game as the lefty Colmenares takes a ball, and we've got a balk, and that's going to score a run. As for the third time this year, Lara is going to balk in a run. Keegan scores from third. It's 2-1 the score, and taking third base is Kinney. Second balk of the inning, 21st balk of the year for the Green Jackets. The pitch, fouled off. And we've got another balk, and a run is going to come in to score. So ignore that foul ball, and now two runs balked home. It's 3-1 the score, as making that call, Travis Robertson, and well, an RBI single for Keegan, and then a double and two balks has put three runs on the board here. It's now 3-1, River Dogs on top. Those three runs, by the way, match the single game high of any River Dogs output in the previous two games of this series. Green Jackets won 5-3 on the first day and then 2-1 yesterday. It's already 3-1. The pitch on the outside corner taken just wide, 2-1. Pitch taken down low. So Lara has really struggled so far today, to say the least. 20 pitches, 8 strikes. He's given up 2 walks and 2 hits and 3 runs, 2 of which came on the balk. No one aboard now, and this pitch is taken in the zone, 2-2. And that's going to get a man up and throwing, it looks like possibly Tyree Thompson or Jason Franks, one of the two. We'll see who ends up towing on that rubber. 2-2 pitch, cut on and missed, and it's held onto by Clarno for the out. That makes it 2 away. Although Lara up to 22 pitches. Remember, if you go to 30, you just don't get to continue for the benefit of everyone's development. It's not healthy to put that many more pitches on one's arm. So O'Neill Manzueta, who homered on Tuesday night, is up. He'll swing and miss here at the first pitch. It's 0-1. 3 runs have come in to score already in this frame. 2 away, no one on. The pitch, grounded off the end of the bat, trickling down the third baseline and rolling foul. It is Thompson who is up and throwing. One thing about the season for Giancarlos Lara is he has either been basically unhittable as the 0-2 pitch comes in and it's grounded up the middle. Lara fields it and he will throw to first for the out, or it has been an absolute meltdown. Well, this first inning was a little bit more of the latter rather than the former. 3 runs coming to score, 2 on balks, and we head to the top of the second. It's 3-1 Charleston.
business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a Priceline guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. Two-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Back here at the Joseph P. Riley Stadium on this Thursday evening. Green Jackets now down 3-1 as we hit the top of inning number two. Green Jackets got a solo home run from Bryson Worrell in the top of the inning, but a couple of hits and a couple of walks and three balks put the River Dogs on top in the bottom of the frame. Exposito steps in against Johnson, who delivers a ball on the mound. Marcus Johnson has some remarkable numbers on the season. He has struck out 40 batters and given up just two walks as this one's grounded to third. Fielded on the backhand and a beautiful throw by Spikes to get the out. He throws a lot of strikes, a 75% strike rate. Corey Acton next up. 2-for-6 in his first two games with Augusta. Two singles, a stolen base, also worked a walk. And he'll take the first pitch for a strike. He has struck out in three of those six at-bats, however, which was a trend when he was up in high A earlier this year. 0-1. Sliced foul and out of play down the left field line. Excellent crowd here tonight on this Thursday. A very vibrant city is Charleston. On deck, Andrew Keck. One away, no one on. Top of the second. Johnson in the all-white delivers. 0-2. Fouled off. Just fought it off there in on the hands with a curveball at 81. Beautifully kept field here at the Joe. Concentric circles surrounding the mound, radiating outwards in a diamond pattern in the grass in the outfield. Once again, the 0-2. Popped up, shallow center field. Now moving back on it is Simpson. He is awaiting it in front of the warning track, and he will make the catch. Two away. That'll bring up Andrew Keck. Just five at-bats for him last series. Went 1-for-4, also got hit by a pitch, and he'll swing and miss at the first pitch here. He was pinch hit for in the seventh inning of the doubleheader. He's typically been playing Thursdays and Sundays, but with the doubleheader, only got to play one of those shortened games. This one swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Keck reached base at a 42% clip last month, though, courtesy of five walks and three hit by pitches. He's down in the count, 0-2. The pitch, breaking ball, taken for a ball. One and two to the righty, Keck. Swing and a miss, strike three. The catcher dropped it, and he will have to throw on to first, which he does in time. 1-2-3 go the Green Jackets. As Lara will come back out to the mound looking to change his fortunes from the first. Bottom second coming up. 3-1 the score. Green Jackets behind.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling, easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back here, bottom of the second inning. John Carlos Lara back out to the mound. It will be Spikes who leads it off. 7-8-9. Spikes, James, and Diaz do up. 3-1 the score with the River Dogs on top. Spikes takes the first pitch outside for a ball. As Lara misses inside with the 0-1. With a 1-0, making it 2-0. We'll see how long the bullpen catcher stays seated for the Green Jackets this half inning. 2-0 pitch, checked his swing, went around, it's 2-1. From Lara. Is in on the inside corner for a strike. Like 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Second strikeout for Lara, who might have exorcised a little bit of the demons there after battling back from two straight balls. Cameron James, who got the day off yesterday, is up. He'll take a ball inside. James was 0 for 4 on Tuesday. He's 1 for his last 27. As Lara misses away, it's 2-0 again. Nothing has been easy for Lara so far. 16 strikes now on 32 pitches, which you don't need to be a big math guy to know that makes 50%. No one aboard, one away. The 2-0. Grounded towards second. Acton dives. He can't get there. It's in the right field for a base knock. John Diaz next up. Diaz batting ninth today. Went 0 for 3 yesterday. First pitch is a slider taken low for a ball. And the 1-0. Runners going, taken low. The throw down to second is in time again. Clarno throws out his second runner of the game, and there's two away. James erased. The pitch missed for a ball. It's 2-0. this one in for a strike. It's 2-1. So Lara has gotten the help of a couple of different plays by his catcher in his middle infield. Two caught stealings. 2-1 pitch here is inside and low, 3-1. Lara's ERA has already jumped a full point. Came into today at 3.86. It's now 4.76. Looking to get through a clean inning here, though, in the bottom of the second. 3-1 the score. No one on. And a 3-1 pitch is outside and low, ball four. It is another walk, the third of the day. He has given up three hits and three free passes now, as Chandler Simpson, who walked and was caught stealing in the first, is next to the dish. Simpson out of Atlanta, Georgia, played at Georgia Tech. And the pitch misses down and in. Simpson had to jump out of the way of it across the plate, and it's a ball 1-0. Lara got spikes to Fan to begin the inning, and then a single to James, who was caught stealing. Then a walk to Diaz. Here on the 1st of June. 1-0 pitch, grounded toward short. Exposito fields it. He will take it to the bag himself and get there just in time. So a single and a walk, but one left as the River Dogs come up scoreless here in the top, the bottom of the second. We go to the top of the third. It is 3-1, Charleston on top.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here in the top of the third inning, Tyler Collins steps in and takes a strike here with the Green Jackets down 3-1. Johnson grounds this one towards second. The throw to first is just in time for the out. Tyler Collins retired there, 4-3, and that'll bring up Francisco Floyd, 2-for-3 with an RBI and a walk on Tuesday night, batting ninth. He went 0-for-1 with a sacrifice fly against Marcus Johnson back in Augusta. First pitch here, taken for a strike. The book on Johnson is he throws a ton of strikes. He just does not issue walks, just 2 on the entire season. Doesn't really hit batters. That's a lot of balls in play and a lot of strikeouts. He's ahead in the count here, 0-2 already on Floyd with Werkinger on deck. Last time out, Johnson went 6 innings, gave up 5 hits and 2 runs, including a home run. But when you throw that many strikes, you don't need that many pitches. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. The catcher drops it, and he'll throw to first for the out. 45 seconds for the first 2 outs of this third inning, and Ethan Werkinger will step to the plate with no one on and 2 away. Green Jackets down 3-1, looking to pick up their 4th win in a row. neck and neck with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who come to town next week for the second place position here in the division. As Workinger will take a strike at 80 miles an hour. Around the Carolina League right now, Salem is up 2-1 on Myrtle Beach. Fayetteville and Kannapolis tied 0-0. A 1 pitch line towards center and in for a base hit. So Workinger, after homering yesterday, picks up the second hit of the day for the Green Jackets, and he is on at first. Lynchburg is up 4-3 on Carolina. Columbia up 1-0 on Down East, and Delmarva is trailing Fredericksburg by a score of 2-1. Workinger on first, four stolen bases on the season with two away. As Janis fouls off the first pitch. And he's down to the count of 1-1. Janis popped out to the shortstop his first time up. Workinger just 50% on stolen bases. Four stolen bases on eight attempts. 0-1. Grounded toward short. Fielded. Oh, dropped and bobbled by James, but he'll pick up and throw to first in time. And a very fast top of the third inning sends us to the bottom of the frame. Still 3-1. A couple groundouts and a strikeout, interceded by a single. 3-1 Charleston till we come back.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We are back here for the bottom of inning number three. John Carlos Lara on the mound. Xavier Isaac at the plate. Isaac walked in the first and scored as the big lefty steps in going up against Lara. 3-1 the score. Green Jackets down a pair as Isaac takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Line towards the alley in right center field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Over to cut it off well is Collins, and Isaac will have to hold up at first with yet another hard hit ball. The youngest player on this roster was just 3 for his last 19, but those three hits, a double, a triple, and a homer. So Keegan to the plate. He'll take this one in the dirt. Keegan singled home Isaac back in the first. Had a chance to chat with him this afternoon. That'll be tomorrow's Phoenix Printing player feature out of Methuen, Mass. And Central Catholic High School up there. Played at Vanderbilt. 1-0. In for a strike on the inside corner. Keegan was part of that unbelievably talented 2019 Vanderbilt National Championship team, with Austin Martin, J.J. Bladé, a bunch of first-round and second-round picks. 1-1, cut on and missed. It's 1-2 with a curveball.
for a ball game.
Lara looking for the put away. The pitch taken just inside. Lara thought he had it. And it ends up evening the count 2-2. So 2-2, Isaac a one-step lead at first. The pitch, slider, fouled off as that one hit Kenny the top of the foot. Rather, Keegan, excuse me.
So CSC alumni pick up your shirt day or table.
The 2-2. Breaking ball taken just high, and the count goes full. Walks have been an issue for Lara tonight. Three so far. He's given up now four hits and three walks, and also those three costly balks. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on a changeup in the dirt. And there is his third strikeout of the day. One away for Cooper Kinney. Doubled to the gap in right field. Back in the first. And this pitch taken high by Kinney. Kinney batting cleanup today. Got his second RBI of the series, his first time up. 715 the OPS, hitting 260. Lara came into today having been lights out against lefties. They were hitting 114 against him. And this is a lefty-heavy lineup that have done pretty well so far. Additionally, Lara struggled a bit with the bottom of the order so far. He gave up a single and a walk prior to today's game. Batters 7 through 9 in any given lineup were 2 for 25 against him on the season. So a little bit concerning those numbers so far today. 2-0 runner on first with one away. The pitch. Slider gets the back side of the corner, and it's 2-1. Francisco Floyd, the third baseman, is where the shortstop would normally start, as picking off at first is Lara, nothing doing. Double play depth, but certainly shifted for the lefty. One thing that we haven't talked about all that much this year is the shift rules, the shift changes, and that's because, by and large, it's been pretty seamless. You can't have three men to the right side of the infield anymore. 2-1. Line towards second, caught by Acton. He throws to first, and it gets away. Isaac's going to take second base. Janice picks it up, and will have to eat it. So it'll be a line out to second, and then Isaac takes second base on a throwing error by Acton. So two away for Cole Menares, who struck out back in the first inning. First pitch to Cole Menares, misses just low at 89. The velocity has come way down since the first couple of at-bats for Lara, as he's tried to gain a little bit more control. Pitch, grounded towards first and just foul. Janice was there. One and one. It might take a deep single here to score Isaac, or something in the alley, even with running on contact with two outs. Not the greatest of speeds. The 1-1 outside for a ball 2-1. The 2-1 pitch is taken just high. Bit of a small zone from the man behind the plate tonight. K Cameron Jones with Travis Roberson on the bases. 3-1 misses outside, and it's a walk. And that'll put two aboard now for O'Neill Manzueta. Isaac stays at second base. Lara now up to 58 pitches through 2 2/3 innings of work, and it's been a struggle for him. 4 hits, 3 runs all earned, 4 walks and 3 strikeouts, and 3 balks as well. Lara up to 5 balks on the year, which leads the Green Jackets. The first pitch here to Manzueta in for a strike. A ground out to the pitcher's first time up. Playing in just his third game back here in Low A after starting off the season in Bowling Green, which is the High A affiliate of the Rays. And the pitch grounded up the middle. Fielded by the shortstop Exposito. His throw to first is not in time, and it doesn't matter because it's going to be a balk, and just like that, we'll have to do the at-bat all over again. So take away that potential ground out or infield single. Instead, it puts runners at second and third. Fourth balk of the game. So everyone has to reset. The count goes back to 0-1. Isaac now on third with Colmenares on second. Fourth balk of the day. Sixth of the season. 2 more than the next closest Green Jackets player. The 0-1. Chopped sharply towards third. Backhanded by Floyd. And he's going to go the hard way and tag out Colmenares to retire the side. The runner going between second and third. Lara will strand 2 on the base paths here as he hits the 60 pitch mark, and we head to the top of the fourth. 3-1 the score. Jackets still trailing on the Green Jackets radio network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Top of the fourth inning here in Charleston on this Thursday night. A little bit chilly now with the lack of wind helping us out in that category. Bryson Worrell, who homered in the first, is into the box to lead it off against Johnson. He pushes a bunt down the third base line. It's foul, and it drops in as that one looked like an opportunity maybe to bunt for a base hit with the infield shifted over. And the 0-1 popped up foul and out of play. Sellout here tonight in Charleston. Standing room only right now across the stadium. 0-2. Beautiful backdoor slider in for called strike 3. Third strikeout of the day for Johnson. And
That'll bring up Nick Klarno, who flew out. Green Jackets a run on two hits with an error. Bryson Worrell and Ethan Werkinger are the only men with base hits so far here in the top of inning number four. Open stance for Nick Klarno. And the pitch taken high with a fastball at 91. The pitch, line down the left field line, is a fair ball. It gets all the way to the corner. Klarno hits first. He wants second. The ball is caught up there, and Klarno will take a big turn but go back to the second base bag. So it's a double for Nick Klarno. His first hit of the series. That one might have been right on the chalk, and it just rolled all the way to the corner.
I'm not going to wait in the 30-minute line for a dollar here. Attempted it. And without this, you have to wait a minute. This too. And if there's something for water, there's got to be something I would have to think of, maybe not.
So EJ Exposito is next up. First pitch, he check swings it towards right field, and it's the right fielder Manzueta who comes in to play it. So quickly, the second out here with Klarno on second. Now Acton, who flew out his first time up, is at the plate. Runner in scoring position, Klarno at second, but two away for the lefty Acton. First pitch, fouled off. Johnson on the mound, started off his collegiate career at Duke as a closer for a year, and then his second year with the Blue Devils ended up as a starting pitcher, one of their premier starting pitchers, in fact, as Acton takes this one low for a ball. Count 1-1. Pitch, broken bat, saws him off, bounces, and it's caught by the second baseman who throws to first for the out to retire the side. So we will head to the bottom of the fourth as someone's got the crowd mic down below with the score still 3-1.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
We have all the time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things.
John Carlos Lara back out to the mounds here to work the fourth inning. Green Jackets down 3-1 after that home run from Bryson Worrell. It's been relatively smooth sailing for Marcus Johnson on the mound for the River Dogs. Lara, meanwhile, has struggled, to say the least. He has yet to send down the side in order. He has seen six batters in the first inning, four in the second, and five in the third. It'll be Spikes, James, and Diaz due up here in the bottom of inning number four. Lara went through four innings of scoreless ball his last time out, gave up just one hit and struck out six. And the first pitch here grounded towards short, fielded and thrown on in time.
Thank you.
So one away for Cameron James, who singled and then was caught stealing. And the pitch is in just low for a ball to James. One away. Sun has suddenly come out here. Beautiful sunset over the right field fence. And the 1-0. This is down and in. The 2-0 pitch inside, 3-0. Lara has walked at least one man in every inning so far. Four walks so far today to go along with the four hits and the four balks. Don't see that every day. 3-0, way inside, nearly hit him. So it is the fifth walk of the day, surrendered by the youngster. Diaz now to the plate with a runner on first. Infield in, protecting against the bunt as Diaz takes a ball way inside. Action in the Green Jackets bullpen as Tyree Thompson is up and throwing, as well as Chad Bryant. We'll see which one of them stays out there for longer. Five straight balls here after the ground out, and the pitch is up and away. Six straight balls. James, a sizable lead as well, trying to maybe coax that fifth balk from Lara. And the pitch popped up to shallow left center field. Going out is Collins, who makes the catch a few feet in front of the warning track, two away. So Simpson up with two away. He takes a fastball high at 96. Simpson a ground out and a walk so far in this one. Also got caught stealing for just the sixth time. One-oh, caught on and missed. Runners going. 1-1. Taken outside. The throw down to second. And they got him again. Clarno, 3-for-3. Throwing out base stealers today. He gets him for the second time as James has been eliminated now twice by the bazooka of the red-headed Nick Clarno. We head to the fifth inning. The score is still 3-1 as we hit the four innings completed mark here in Charleston. Back in a moment with Green Jackets baseball.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HD TVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
Andrew Keck in to lead it off here in the fifth inning. Green Jackets down 3-1. All the scoring in this one came in the first inning so far. Johnson on the mound gets a first pitch fastball up and in for a ball. Johnson, four innings of work and 45 pitches so far. This one lined by Keck through the left field for a base hit. Just got underneath the glove of the third baseman Spikes. So a leadoff single for Andrew Keck. And he is aboard for Tyler Collins, who grounded out in a close play back in the third. Sold out Joseph P. Riley Jr. Stadium this evening. Fourth hit of the day for the Green Jackets as Tyler Collins draws the third baseman in on the grass, protecting against a bunt. Keck with one stolen base on the year as he fouls this one off the mask of the catcher Keegan, and that's a painful one. And given a little bit of time here to shake it off. And they are going to bring the training staff out here as he looks like he's in some real discomfort right now. That one went right off the top over the forehead area above the wire cage as he is getting checked out by Mia Salvameni and the manager Sean Smedley, and they're going to leave him in the game. Doesn't take the mask off. He wants to stay in. I believe there will come a time, by the way, when there is a sort of more formal concussion protocol for catchers like there is in football, basketball, etc. We're not quite there yet. The count's 0-1 after that foul ball. Keck, a two-step lead being held on by Kinney at first. The pitch in for a strike, 84 miles an hour then. The 0-2. Curveball misses up and away, and it's 1-2. Again, a small zone so far tonight. Both pitchers not getting the calls on the edges. The next base hit, by the way, will equal the total of last night's entire game. 9 hits between the two teams. We're 4 hits apiece here. Pickoff throw to first. Keck dives back in. Keck increases his lead after that pickoff throw. The 1-2, fouled off. Again, the 1-2 checked his swing on a pitch in the dirt and was able to hold up. It's 2-2. Green Jackets have not drawn a walk tonight. They only took one last night as well. They've been a little bit swing happy against a team that throws a lot of strikes as Collins calls timeout and steps out of the box. Two and two the count. Keck sets himself. The pitch popped up left field. Going out is the shortstop, Colmenares. Coming in is the left fielder, Diaz. And Diaz makes the catch, just avoiding Colmenares at the last moment. And there is one away. The Green Jackets, meanwhile, have also avoided giving up all too many walks. In fact, they came into today second fewest walks allowed in the league. Just 3 more walks issued than down east, although that number has gone up after Lara's 5 walks in 4 innings. Floyd swings and misses. He's seen 4 pitches. He's swung and missed at all of them. And it's 0-1. Keck still on first. Infield at double play depth with the first baseman Kinney holding Keck aboard. 0-1. Slider drilled towards short to second for one. On to first. Not in time as Floyd gets there just ahead of the throw. A force out 6-4 at second puts Floyd aboard and Keck goes back to the dugout. Top of the order. Next up with Ethan Werkinger, the man who singled back in the third at the plate. Werkinger 1-for-2. Been a remarkably consistent player this season. hit 245 in the month of May after hitting 252 in the month of April. Everything has been very even, including his splits against lefties and righties. He's within two or three different... Well, he's nearly even in almost every category, home and away as well. Just an incredibly consistent player, part of the appeal of Ethan Werkinger as well. Floyd with great speed off of first. Pickoff throw comes over. He slides back in safely. Floyd second on the team in stolen bases behind Tyler Collins. The pitch. Runners going. Throw to second. Floyd slides in, and he is out. Floyd gets caught stealing, and the side is retired here in the fifth. We get the halfway point of this game, and it's 3-1. Charleston on top in a back-and-forth battle between two pitchers. Here is Tyree Thompson comes into the game when we come back on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with WOW, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and WOW TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free WOW TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We are back here in Charleston, South Carolina. Bottom of the fifth upcoming. John Carlos Lara's night is done. Not exactly one for the ages. Lara, four innings of work, four hits, three runs all earned, five walks, three strikeouts, and four balks. 33 strikes on 71 pitches, which is less than ideal. In to replace him is Tyree Thompson, who has been practically unhittable this season. Missed all of last series tending to a family matter, but is back and active on the roster. A .73 whip and a batting average against of .56 in the month of May. He has given up just one hit in six innings of work in the month of May and enters June on a long scoreless streak. In fact, it stretches all the way back to April. He did not allow a run in the month with six innings of work and six strikeouts and just two base runners allowed. Thompson, the 6'5 lanky righty, misses up and away out of New Orleans with Chandler Simpson at the plate. Thompson's last outing was on May 20th, so a bit under 2 weeks ago. The pitch here misses up and away as well. Simpson takes another ball. It's 3-1. Simpson was at the plate when James was caught stealing for the second time to end the fourth. 3-1. Grounded towards second. Acton Fields has time. He throws and gets him. And that'll bring up Xavier Isaac. 1-for-1. A walk, a run, and a single back in the third. The splits for Tyree Thompson are pretty remarkable. Right-handed batters are hitting .049 against him. He's given up one hit and retired 21 righties so far this season, which is otherworldly. 25 years of age is Thompson, by the way, 6'5", 165. Drafted by the Rangers back in 2016. The count 0-1 here on Isaac, and the pitch is taken just high. Not a whole lot of velocity and a herky-jerky kind of motion, but it's really been effective. He's only had one outing this year that could be classified as a bad one, and that came in a game when the Green Jackets were already getting blown out, and he entered in relief. Gets a strike here. It's 1-2. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed in the dirt, and Isaac goes down on strikes. Thompson
been used in short relief situations this year only. Has gone above two innings just once. He went 2 2/3 innings in that game, and he entered in the game with the Green Jackets down by 9 runs. So no one away here in the bottom of the fifth. Excuse me, no one on and two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Dominic Keegan at the plate pops the first pitch up, foul, and back over our heads out of play. An RBI single and a strikeout for him. Oh and one. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Oh and two. O2 pitch, checked his swing, and it hit him on the hand. As that one got him right on the fingertip, and he will take first base here, but he's going to get tended to first, and he walks his way up the line. And he's in some pain. He actually crouches down about halfway between the home plate area and first base. Well, he took a foul ball off the helmet last half inning, and now takes a pitch to the hand, one of the least protected areas. 93 miles an hour there on that pitch, and that's a real painful one, and he is still getting looked at here. The Braves not in action today. They return to take on the Diamondbacks out in Arizona tomorrow night. Still plenty of action today around the organization, as we'll get you a look at those as well. Keegan walks towards first base, trying to shake this one off. Around the organization right now, Bowling Green is up 1-0 on Rome. Mississippi and Birmingham are tied 0-0. And Norfolk beat Gwinnett earlier today 5-2. So one man aboard, with two away. Cooper Kinney, a double and a line out at the plate. And he grounds the first pitch towards first, and it slices foul.
Let's go, dog!
0-1, Tyree Thompson on the mound. Huge hole out over by the third base bag. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Thompson fields it behind his back and throws to first for the out that retires this side. My goodness, Tyree Thompson. How about that for some trickery? And the side is retired in the bottom of the fifth. A flare for the dramatic as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Thompson takes away a nice hit with a play behind his back. Still 3-1. Green Jackets trailing by 2.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's premworx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Martin Turner
back here in Charleston for the top of inning number six. A tremendous play by Tyree Thompson finished off that last inning as he made a play behind his back to get the final batter out, as it was Cooper Kinney who ends up with that ground out. And we are here now with this first pitch being drilled to left field by Werkinger. Going back to the track is a left fielder, and it's gone! EQ, second night in a row, clearing the Bud Light scoreboard in left center field. And the Green Jackets have clawed back to within one. It's now 3-2. Home run number 7 of the season for Ethan Werkinger. And it's a one-run game here, as that one was drilled 103 miles an hour off the bat, as Justin Janis steps in and takes a curveball high for a ball. Johnson still in the game here. He's now given up 2 solo home runs with a 1-0 pitch to Janis, taken high 2-0. It's a one-run game. The pitch is in for a strike, make it 2-1. Pitch fouled off, heads up, making it 2-2. No one aboard, one run game now. And a 2-2. Taken inside, and the count goes full. This is a pitcher on the mound who has given up 2 walks all season long. 3-2. Line foul down the left field line, drifting out of play, and it lands in the front row. It's dropped by a fan. Tough luck. Time is called here as Janis steps out. 3-2. Tipped foul again. Payoff pitch. Driven towards left field, slicing down the line over towards the bullpen. The left fielder Diaz has to come over, and he jumps on the bullpen mound to make the catch. Fly out in foul territory there. Here in the top of the sixth inning, now a one-run ball game, 3-2 the score. Bryson Worrell, who homered in the first, is at the plate. First pitch, curveball in for a strike. Oh, one. Swing and a miss. Big cut there. Worrell, a homer and a strikeout today. Ball comes loose from the Green Jackets bullpen. Oh, and 2-1 away. Pitch grounded towards first. It's a foul ball. Very late signal there made by the umpire. I think he got that one wrong as well. I think that was fair. And Francisco Diaz, the first base coach today, is pleading his case as Worrell has to go back and get reset. That one looked like it was fair and might have gotten the wrong call. Pitch is swung on and missed, and there is a strikeout instead of a base hit. So that'll bring up Nick Clarno, doubled his last time up. Second strikeout of the day for Worrell. No one on here. Clarno takes a slider inside to open up his at-bat. The pitch, checked his swing, and it misses low, and he held up. The pitch, fouled off. 2-1. No one aboard. 2-1 to Clarno. Hammer down the left field line, and that was somehow managed to split the distance between the catcher in the bullpen and the pitcher, Jason Franks. Popped up down the right field line. Could be playable here for the first baseman, Kinney. He races over, but it's the right fielder, Manzueta, who is there for the out. That will retire the side, as we will keep it here for the sounds of the ballpark in between the top of the sixth and the bottom of the inning. Back here for the bottom of the sixth, as we've got a new arm on the mound. It is Nolan Martinez, who is making an appearance at his former stomping ground. At one point in time, this was a Yankees affiliate, and at one point in time, he was in the Yankees organization. Martinez on the bump, coming off of a couple of good outings the last couple of weeks. Last time out, picked up the win. He went four innings of work a week ago today. Did not give up a run, gave up two hits, struck out three. It matched his longest outing of the year, going four full frames. And the first pitch here is taken up and away by Colmenares. And the count's 1-0. Green Jackets fill by 1-3-2, courtesy of a solo home run from Ethan Werkinger. The 1-0, swung on and missed. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. The 1-1, hit sharply but foul towards the bullpen of the River Dogs. The count now 1-2 with no one on. The pitch taken on the call. Wow. Taken on the outside corner for a called strike three. That looked like it was very outside. Wow, he is not happy, is Carlos Colmenares. Taken, as that one was a little bit off the zone, to put it mildly. Regardless, one away for O'Neill Manzueta.
First pitch, fastball in for a strike. One away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There's something going on right in front of us here, promotion-wise. It looks like they are trying to film something with one of the camera people. It's 1-1 on Manzueta. The pitch is swung on and missed, 1-2. They are setting something up. I'm trying to avoid being in this shot, but perhaps there are bigger things at hand. 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts to open up the outing for Martinez. First pitch here, misses outside to Spikes. He's 0-2. Four hits today for the River Dogs. The River Dogs drew five walks off of Giancarlos Lara, but also scored in a variety of fashions, including scoring twice on balks. In fact, what is right now the go-ahead run came in the first inning on a balk. Pitch here, misses inside, 3-0 on Spikes. Pitch, misses up and away. Four pitch walk after two strikeouts. That'll bring up Cameron James. James has had an interesting day, a walk and a single, but he's been caught stealing twice. First pitch here is in for a strike. Martinez, long flowing black hair, rocks a mustache as well, old school appearance on the mound. Oh, 1 misses down low. The 1-1. Pick off to first instead.
Well, don't take your waters.
And the pitch taken low, slider. Big lead on first for Spikes. He's going. The pitch is fouled off. Hit and run with two away. And now there will be two strikes as a fan makes a nice barehanded grab on the third base, rather the first base concourse. Runner's going again. It's swung on and missed. So Martinez will strike out the side here in inning number 6. We head to the 7th inning, and the Green Jackets are down 1, and it's going to be a rare outing into the 7th inning for a starting pitcher here, as coming back out is Marcus Johnson, and we come back.
Here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here for the top of the seventh inning, and Marcus Johnson has pitched into the seventh frame here. Taking a look at what he has done so far this year, this is the longest outing of 2023, and even going back to last year when he was in the Marlins organization, he never went longer than five innings. His last time going seven innings or more came back in an outing for Duke against the University of Miami back in April of 2022. But the college ranks are very different than the pro ranks as he misses outside here to Exposito. 3-2 the score, a quality start for Johnson. Without a doubt, there is an arm up and warming in the bullpen here, as this one is in for a strike, 1-1. Exposito 0-2, went 2-3 yesterday. He had half the Green Jackets' hits in yesterday's contest. 1-1, flied foul down the right field line. One, two, checked his swing. Did he go? He did, and he's tagged out by the catcher, Keegan. So one away, as that will bring up Corey Acton, 0-2. Green Jackets with five hits, two of them have left the yard. Johnson up to 79 pitches as a ball comes loose from the bullpen and gets all the way back towards the Augusta on deck circle. 6 1/3 innings now, five strikeouts for Johnson. He has been stellar, giving up two runs and a couple of solo shots. This pitch popped up left field side, going out is Diaz, the left fielder. He stops in the floodlights and makes the catch, two away. One of the best pitching performances of the season by anyone in the Carolina League. Two away for Andrew Keck, singled his last time up, and he will take the first pitch towards right field, but hanging up for Manzueta, who makes the catch. A very, very fast top of the seventh, as Johnson is through seven innings here on 83 pitches. We'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch, as always, on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Martinez is back out here for the bottom of the seventh. This is just the 14th time this season that a pitcher has gone seven innings or more in the entire Carolina League. As Marcus Johnson gets through seven, it appears that his night might be done, as a man is throwing and staying fairly active down the line and right. John Diaz is the man who leads it off here. 9-1-2 due up. 3-2 the score. Charleston on top. First pitch slider in for a strike from Martinez. And one. Sorry, the mascot of the River Dogs is this giant dog named Charlie, and he is standing right outside my window. And I can't really see the game. Yeah, you can hear a fan shout to him there. 0-2 is the count. The pitch misses low. It's 1-2. All three runs in this game came in the bottom of the first, as this one's fouled off. Pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup in the dirt. Four strikeouts now for Martinez. As the top of the order next up, Chandler Simpson walked and was caught stealing and has two groundouts since then. Just four hits today for the River Dogs. They only had five last night. The speedy Simpson takes a fastball for a strike. Floyd, the third baseman, is in on the grass. After bunting for a base hit successfully to begin the series, Simpson has just one hit. It was a triple in the ninth inning yesterday. This one lined up the middle for a base hit, just as we speak. So Simpson aboard. Nick Clarno behind the plate, by the way, has thrown out all three men who have tried to steal today. Simpson has 31 stolen bases on the season, though, and Martinez isn't the quickest to home. As Isaac fouls this one off, he is 1-for-2, a single, a walk, and a strikeout. Up a run, you figure it's probably more valuable to have his speed on the base path with the meaty part of the order coming up who can put balls in play. Simpson, three-step lead. He's going. 0-1 pitch. Fastball taken for a strike. The throw in. They got him again. Clarno, 4-for-4. As he throws out Simpson once again, he has now caught the two fastest men on the River Dogs twice each tonight. What a performance behind the plate, as there's now two away. The count's 0-2 on Isaac as well. And the pitch swung on and missed, and the side is retired. Wow. A single, another caught stealing, and two more strikeouts as we hit the eighth inning. It's 3-2. Green Jackets down a run, but they'll be going up against a different arm when we come back.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Back here for the top of the eighth, we've got a new arm on the mound. It is Juan Rodriguez who enters the game. Johnson's night is over. He was terrific. Seven innings of work, two runs, five hits. And it's the 21-year-old Dominican Rodriguez who replaces him. 1-0 is the record, five games of action on the year. A whip of 1.58. The Green Jackets saw him for two innings. They gave up. Or rather, they got just one hit off of him and did not pick up a run. He walked two but struck out three. His first outing of the year was a rocky one, gave up 4 runs and 3 hits. And since then, it's been relatively quiet. The last time he gave up a run was on May 5th, so he is going on 5 consecutive scoreless innings of work, although he has walked 4 batters in that time. He has Tyler Collins stepping in to lead it off. 8-9-1 due up here. Green Jackets down 1-0. Excuse me, 1 run, 3-2. First pitch, fastball at 93 in for a strike on TC. Pitch swung on and missed. It's now 0-2. The pitch swung on and missed. 3 pitch strikeout to begin the outing. As Collins goes down, he's now 0-3. That'll bring up Francisco Floyd. He's 0-2. No one aboard here, one away. As Floyd takes the first pitch high. The 1-0, swung on and missed. Floyd was caught stealing as well back in the fifth after he reached on a force out fielder's choice. Fouled again off the mask of the catcher, Keegan, who has taken a beating tonight behind the plate and also at the plate. Rodriguez on the mound, pitched in the Australian Winter League, the ABL, in Perth with the Perth Heat. 1-2 pitch, taken high, make it 2-2. On deck, Ethan Werkinger homered his last time up. 2-2. Tipped into the mitt. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the eighth inning. Ethan Werkinger up to the dish. He homered to left back in inning number 6, his second homer to that part of the ballpark in the last 2 days. He is 2-for-3. He's got 2 of the Green Jackets' 5 hits. 0-1, no one on. Infield shifted over to the third base side. The pitch taken just inside. Count evens up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Ooh, it nearly gets him in the head. He has to duck out of the way of it.
We can go whenever you want.
Pitch here. Fouled off. Crashes off the window of the radio booth to our right. Got to check on Jason Kempf to see if he nearly avoided taking that one. The voice of the Charleston River Dogs. 2 away and a 2-2 count. The pitch taken high and the count goes full. Line towards left field sharply. It is caught on a dive by Diaz, who dives forward onto his stomach to take away what would be a third hit from Ethan Werkinger. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It is a 1-run ball game. Green Jackets down 3-2. Martinez back out to the mound, and we come back.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we
don't look, grab by Thompson, throw to first.
Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth, Dominic Keegan in to lead it off. Martinez on the mound. He has struck out five so far through two innings of work. He's got 3, 4, and 5 up here. Keegan is 1 for 2 with a RBI single and a hit by pitch along with a strikeout. He'll take a ball to open up this at bat. The pitch is in the dirt, 2-0. Martinez readies the pitch in the zone for a strike. Let's go. 2-1, taken low and away. Grounded up the middle underneath the glove of Martinez, but it's grabbed by Acton, who throws to first for the out. Thompson was the pitcher on the mound who made a spectacular behind-the-back catch earlier in this one. Hooper Kinney, 1 for 3 with an RBI double. No RBI in that double, by the way. A man scoring a balk in the next at-bat. Is out to the plate. 1 for 3. The lefty steps in and takes a strike. The pitch is in again. Martinez is just dotting in and around the plate here with ease. And 2 on Kinney. Martinez looking for his 6th strikeout. The pitch fouled off. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. 6 strikeouts for Martinez. And there's 2 away here in the 8th. That ties his season high. He struck out 6 against Columbia back on April 28th as Carlos Colmenares takes a strike at 0-1. No one aboard here. Green Jackets down a run as they prepare for the 9th inning, looking to come back. Martinez misses high. It's 1-1. when the Green Jackets trail after eight innings, they are just 1-17. 1-1 pitch. Misses outside, 2-1. The pitch is just low. So far today for the Green Jackets, Lara got the start and went four innings. Then Thompson worked a fifth inning without a score. And Martinez looking to get through his third complete inning here in the eighth. 3-1 pitch is taken high, ball four. Colmenares is aboard with his second walk of the day. Manzueta up, and he chops the first pitch to third, but foul. Floyd fields it and flips it to a fan. A one in the dirt, 1-1. Green Jackets came into today on a three-game winning streak. They won three games in a row, five separate times in the month of May, en route to those 18 wins. 1-1 pitch outside. Pitch taken high, 3-1. The pitch here in for a strike, full count with two away, as Martinez looking for maybe a seventh strikeout here. Runner on first will be in motion. The pitch fouled off. Everyone has to reset. Seven strikeouts is his career high, which he actually set for Charleston against Columbia on May 26th, 2019. The pitch popped up. Foul could be playable here for the first baseman, Janice, who drifts in foul territory to make the catch that retires this side. So we head to the ninth. Green Jackets looking to mount a ninth inning comeback, and they'll have the closer coming in for the River Dogs when we come back.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets down 3-2 here, entering the top of the ninth inning. As they have a new arm on the mound, they are going up against Junior William. William has been the de facto closer for a team that has not had too many occasions to use one on this season. William, 6'4", 187, out of the Dominican Republic. He has one save on the season. He's gone 19 innings in total, and against the Green Jackets, he pitched quite well. He locked down his only save so far this year, going two innings, striking out three back on May 11th, and then 3 days later, he worked an inning, giving up one run on a solo home run. He will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. Green Jackets down one run here, looking to come back, perhaps, as Janis, who homered off of him, his first homer of the season, checks his swing but goes around here, and it's 0-1. Rodriguez came in and pitched a scoreless eighth inning. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, 1-1. 97 miles an hour from William on the mound. He can gun it up almost to triple digits. Bryson Worrell, who homered earlier today, is on deck. Tying run at the plate, 1-1. Swing and a miss on a big looping curveball. And it's 1-2. The pitch, breaking ball, taken up high. And the count evens up at 2-2. Two-two. Popped foul and out of play. Two-two. Taken high, and the count goes full. 96 miles an hour on that one. If Janis reaches first and he is the tying run, you wonder if the Green Jackets might think about pinch running for him, perhaps. They do have Alexander 10 on the bench. 3-2. Taken high, ball 4, and the tying run is aboard. To lead off the frame, Bryson Worrell next to the dish as the power hitter gets a chance now to potentially advance the tying run. Janis is on first with Worrell at the plate. Worrell earlier today homered. He also has 2 strikeouts, 1 swinging, 1 looking. Janis being held on by Kinney. He has stolen a couple of bases this year, also been caught twice. First pitch curveball to Worrell in for a strike. Oh, 1. Taken high with a fastball. Big secondary lead that time for the man on first, Justin Janis. Nick Clarno is on deck. It's a big time for Worrell to put this ball in play and try and advance that runner into scoring position. 1-1. Driven to center field and deep. Going back is the center fielder Simpson. He's on the track. It is off the wall. Janis hits second. He's given the wave home. To third he goes. Worrell is coming into third. Janis crosses the plate. And we've got a brand new ball game. We're all tied up 2-2. An RBI triple here. And not only are the Green Jackets all tied up, the go-ahead run is on third base here in the ninth. Bryson Worrell homered in the first. He triples in the ninth. And it's all evened up at 2 apiece. Second triple of the season for Bryson Worrell as he drives in his second run of the game. And now Nick Clarno comes in and takes a strike, and we've got a balk, and the Green Jackets are on top 3-2. Wow, what an absurd way for this game to progress after Giancarlos Lara balks home 2 runs back in the first inning. The Green Jackets have just got the go-ahead run to cross the plate with a balk from Junior William, and it is now 4-3 Augusta. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. In an absolute nothing burger of a game, the Green Jackets only had 4 hits entering the ninth inning. And all of a sudden, they take a 4-3 lead. 1-1 to Clarno. It's a breaking ball in for a strike. The 1-2. Taken inside, and the count evens up at 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Caught on a miss. High fastball at 97. First strikeout for Clarno of the day. Exposito next up. No one on, one away. Green Jackets have scored two runs here in the ninth. A one, and now on the outside corner, 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch, up and in. Backed him off. 0-3 is Exposito act, and also 0-3 is on deck. The 1-2. Fastball misses inside. 96. Two, two, fouled off. The pitch swung and a miss. Slider up and in. Got him. Back-to-back strikeouts. Acton squares to bunt and pulls it back to take a ball. Andrew Keck is on deck. Ellison Joseph, a perfect 5-for-5 on the season, is warming up in the bullpen. The 1-0, checked his swing. It's in for a strike, 1-1. One. 1-1 pitch, up and in at 96. This one taken outside. Three-one, driven towards left, but slicing foul, had plenty of distance. Joseph ready and waiting in the pen. The 3-2. Down and in, ball four, and Acton extends his on-base streak with Augusta to three games as he has now reached with two away. Andrew Keck, 1-for-3 next to the dish. Got a mound visit here as well. So the Green Jackets got a leadoff walk for Justin Janis. He scored on an RBI triple by Bryson Worrell to tie the game. After that, a balk brought him home. The Green Jackets took the lead. So Andrew Keck next up. First pitch taken just high. Acton did steal a bag the other day. Has good speed. And a huge lead. He's not going. He thought about stealing. Instead, Keck takes ball two.
The 2-0 taken for a strike 2-1. Runners going. 2-1, breaking ball, taken high. Sliding into second is Acton, and he is safe. Second stolen base of the series. He did not steal a single base at UGA in his senior year. Scott Strickland, the former head coach for the Dogs, was not a big fan of that sort of action. More about base hits than base stealing. The pitch was high. It's 3-1. Base open at first now. Green Jackets have scored twice here in the ninth to take a lead, 4-3. And the pitch grounded towards third, fielded barely by the third baseman Spikes. He throws to first to get him by a step. But the Green Jackets have come back and are looking to close it out here with Ellison Joseph, a perfect 5-for-5 on the year, trying to pick up the save. It's an exciting one here in Charleston when we come back.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
The Green Jackets have trailed in this game since the third batter in the bottom of inning number one. And yet, we are here in the ninth inning, and all of a sudden, the Green Jackets are on top. It is a 4-3 ball game. Ellison Joseph in to try and close it out. He is a perfect 5-for-5 on the year in save opportunities, including two last series. He currently sits second in the league when it comes to saves recorded. He has a one-run lead to play with here as he will have the bottom of the order. Spikes, James, and Diaz all set to bat here in this half inning. Spikes 0-for-2 with a walk. Joseph throws some heat. First pitch at 98 is fouled off. Joseph making his 15th appearance of the year as the 0-1 pitch fizzes in for a strike. It's 0-2. Team leading 15 appearances on the season. He has 24 strikeouts in his 17 innings of work and looking for one here. 0-2. Fouled off down the right field line. A stellar whip of 1.1 coming into today. A record of 3-1 as well. Has only given up 8 hits on the season in his 17 innings of work. However, 2 of them have been homers. The 0-2 inside. The big number for him has been the walks. 11 walks in 17 innings. He has given up just 8 hits. Teams are hitting 133 against him. Lefties, just 100. 1-2. Line towards third. Fielded by Floyd. He goes down to a knee. He fires to first and Janis tags him out. Spectacular diving snag by Francisco Floyd and a great job by Justin Janis at first to come off the bag, field the throw, and tag out Spikes. And there is the first out in the bottom of the ninth. Jackets 2 outs away. Cameron James next to the plate. First pitch fouled off. James so far today, a single, a walk, and a strikeout. He's been caught stealing twice. A one taken high with a fastball at 95. And the 1-1 pitch taken down low. Green Jackets on top, 4-3 here in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch grounded foul into the Green Jackets dugout. It hits someone over the railing. Looks like he's all right. It was... Alexander 10, it looked like, who took that one in the chest. Nonetheless, the count's 2-2. The pitch taken up and in just barely with a fastball at 93. So 3-2 here. Joseph trying to avoid walking the tying run. The payoff. Checked his swing. It's in there. Called strike three. James doesn't like it, but the umpire rings him up, and the Green Jackets are one out away from picking up their fourth consecutive win. Now down to their final out are the River Dogs. John Diaz, yet to get a base hit this series, 0-5, is up, and he'll line the first pitch to center field. This should do it. Over is Collins. He makes the catch, and the Green Jackets notched their second comeback win in the ninth inning this entire season. A couple of clutch base hits and a go-ahead balk in the ninth delivers the victory for Augusta. They are now four games over 500 at 26-22, just two games back of first place in the entire league, and have matched their longest winning streak of the season at four consecutive victories. After trailing from the first inning on, the Green Jackets end up making an improbable comeback against a closer who had yet to surrender a lead on this season. That'll bring us to our Easy Go post-game show, and that means it's time for us to point out our IT guy of the game, and a lot of worthy nominees here, but Bryson Worrell, a solo home run in the first inning, and the RBI triple to tie it in the ninth. He scored the go-ahead run on the balk after that triple, and Augusta comes away with the victory. Our play of the game will be the go-ahead, or rather tying triple from Worrell, and a special shout-out to Nolan Martinez, who pitches three shutout innings. He picks up the win this evening. Augusta wins it 4-3. Four runs, six hits, and an error for the Green Jackets. Three runs, five hits, and no errors for the home side. The Green Jackets clinch a split of the series just three games in and can take it with a victory tomorrow. That'll do it. We'll be back here tomorrow night as the Green Jackets will take on the River Dogs with Owen Murphy on the mound. He's been on fire recently, struck out a career-high seven his last time out. More from Charleston tomorrow evening here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.